You're listening to WGXC Accra, Hudson, Catskill.
You are invited to join me upon the Cypress Bough. Music from North Africa, West and Central Asia. First Monday of every month, 8 to 10 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
The Catskill Food Pantry is located in the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. The pantry is open to the public every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. Healthy food is a right. For more information, please feel welcome to visit the pantry, call us at 551-299-2456, check the website at catskillfoodpantry.org, or connect with us on Facebook at Catskill Food Pantry.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Philip Grant of Troy, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
You are tuned into a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
This is the joke of the show. Why did the tomato blush? Because...
Hi, this is Jonathan Paley of the Nervous Eaters, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Accra, Catskill, and Hudson. If you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about youth, recovery, and the local community in the Greene and Columbia County areas. Of course, there's some exceptions. If you're close by but not part of the county, that's completely fine because you're still part of our community. And my favorite thing about the community is that if you know somebody in the community, that makes you part of the community too. We're going to be right back after Everybody Talks by Neon Trees. Such a good old song. I mean, dang, it's crazy to think that the 2000s, or at least 2000, was 25 years ago. Time surely does fly by. So without further ado, hope you guys enjoy. Hello everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live, 90.7 FM, WGXC, Agra, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I got some community events for you guys. You know Clubhouse Radio is all for community, so I guess I'll just list them off for you. First of all, I would argue this is one of the most important ones just to shout out on the show. The Catskill Food Pantry. It is open every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. and it's located at the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. Completely free, you just got to give them your information and you can get some free food. I think food is a right, healthy food is a right, and if you can't afford food, that's just like, I just don't think that should be a thing. I think food should be free. At the food pantry, it is. So one more time, that is Friday, every Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. at the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. We also got the Great Pumpkin Walk and Lighting. This is going to be Saturday, October 11th, so we still got some time to prepare, get your pumpkin and all that. It's going to be 7 to 8 p.m. at Tannersville Lake. Registration happens at 7 p.m. The lighting happens at 7:30. And there's going to be awards given out at 8 p.m. Bring your best carved pumpkin and candle. We also got Community Day. This one's actually happening tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Angelo Canna Town Park in Cairo, New York. It's free for all ages. There's going to be a barbecue, a cornhole tournament. You got to register for that one, though, so be prepared. Inflatables, games, axe throwing, face painting, and more. And the purpose of this event is to honor those who served our country and their families. The proceeds from the event go to the Veteran Children's Scholarship Fund. So that is super cool. That sounds like a fun time. If you guys can or want to, feel free to stop by there. And there is also going to be plays going on at the Miss Bath Sheba. Sorry, that's somebody's name. I did a terrible job pronouncing that. I apologize to you, Miss Bath Sheba. Oh God, I did it again. But that is going to be at the Palinville Library every Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. This is more for the little folks, suggested ages 1 through 5. So if you have some kids and you want them to have a story time, you can go to the Palinville Library. So I believe that is all for the community events. So I think this is a good time to go into another short song, and we're going to be right back after it. And then we're going to do some rankings. So if you haven't heard of a tier list before, I'll describe that when we come back after Animals by Neon Trees. Hope you guys enjoy.
We
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about youth, recovery, and community, and Green and Columbia County, and the surrounding areas. I just got done listing off some community events, so we're going to have some fun. We're going to go into a completely random stuff tier list. If you're a fan of this show, you probably know we've done a few tier lists now. We did one on instruments, I think we did one on food, and we did one on exercises. So, I didn't know how to up that, so I decided just a bunch of random stuff. Now, I didn't make this, because if I did, then I would be a little bit biased in all my rankings. Somebody else did. Shout out to them. Ibratooth. That's their username on the tier list website. You can go on there, do a bunch of tier lists, make your own. And what is a tier list, you may be asking, if you're unfamiliar of it. It's pretty much just where you rank certain things. Think of like a top 10, but not in any particular order. A lot of the times we'll go by grades, like you get an A, B, C, or D, depending on how good it is. And sometimes you just have words like amazing, great, good, okay, bad, and awful. And today, we're just doing the words. So, in no particular order, random tier list. Let's go. The first item on this list is Brazil. And I do have to say, amazing country. You got a lot of good things when it comes to it. You feel me? You got soccer. You got some great food. So I think I'm going to have to say amazing. Right off the bat, we're going the highest rank you can. Now, I don't even know what this next one is, so we're going to skip it. But after that, we got grizzly bears. Now, I do love me some bears. They're goofy. They like honey. And they're just a vibe all around. But they're a little bit scary. If I saw one in person, I'd probably be terrified. And if I saw a baby grizzly bear in person, I'd probably end up getting eaten by the mama bear from trying to pet the baby bear. So because it's so cuddly looking, but it's so dangerous at the same time, I can't give it anything above great. I don't think I can even give it great. I think I have to give it good, because how is nature going to make something that looks so adorable, but it's also going to kill me? That's so sad. But it's still pretty good, I do have to say. I can't complain. And next, we got playing cards. You know, the deck of 52. Everybody knows them. Everybody likes playing with them. They're pretty cheap, too. So I think I'm just going to give it a solid good. There's a lot of games you can do with it. Blackjack, all that. So I think I'm going to go good. Next, we got Starbucks. Honestly, I'm not a big fan. Super expensive for some mediocre coffee. I might get some hate for this one, for real. But I think I'm going to have to put it on bad, just because the prices, man. You can get your own coffee and make it just as good for a fraction of the price. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people disagreeing with me. But so be it. I'm not going to conform to the popular opinion. Starbucks, not even as good as Dunkin'. I said it. Yeah, I'm going to get some flack for that, I know, but I don't care. Next, we got Donald Duck. This guy's pretty great. I'm not even going to give an in-depth rating on him. I feel like I can't. He's just great, you feel me? He's my boy. Next, we got Lightning. Lightning? I mean, it scares dogs and cats, and I like dogs and cats, but at the same time, it's really pretty. So I think I'm going to have to give it okay. It's got some pros and cons. You know, I feel like we would have had a really hard time discovering electricity without it. But at the same time, it's caused some fatalities. So I don't think I can give it above an okay. Next, we got the Tyrannosaurus Rex. I'm not sure if this was intended to be all dinosaurs or just the Tyrannosaurus Rex. I mean, I'm going to keep it 100. They're cool as heck. But they don't exist anymore, and that is such a major L. I don't think I can give it above a bad.
Like, how are you going to be extinct and be that cool? You don't even deserve it anymore. They quite literally fell off. Next, we got clownfish. Yeah, that's a clownfish. I mean, like, Finding Nemo was okay, but they don't do nothing. I think I gotta give them okay just because of Finding Nemo. If it wasn't for Finding Nemo, they would get bad or awful even. Next, we got McDonald's. Another controversial opinion. I'm gonna have to give it bad just because it's not the healthiest food and it's super high in sodium, all that. But even taste-wise, if you're around the Columbia Green area, if you're around Hudson, do yourself a favor. Go to Chef Richie's and get yourself the Richie's Burger or the Full Work Burger. That will be the best cheeseburger you will ever have in your life. Trust me, my friend. Trust me, I'm doing you a favor by putting you onto this. But, yeah, McDonald's, I'm gonna have to say not the greatest. I'm gonna have to say bad. So, we're gonna do one or two more, and then we're gonna go into a song break, because I'm sure you guys have had enough of me yapping, as I always like to say. Next, we got croissants. I mean, croissants are pretty great. I know the logic I just had with McDonald's being unhealthy. Croissants aren't the healthiest either. But they're healthier, I think. I love me a croissant, especially with some butter. I gotta go great. And last but not least, we got Abraham Lincoln. See, this is just completely random stuff. Abraham Lincoln, he was a pretty cool dude. He abolished slavery, so because of that, I think I have to give him amazing. So yeah, here's our list, everybody. At the amazing tier, we have Brazil and Abraham Lincoln. In the great tier, we have Donald Duck and croissants. In the good tier, we got grizzly bears and playing cards. In the okay tier, we got lightning and clownfish. And in the bad tier, we got Starbucks, dinosaurs, and McDonald's. If you're enjoying this goofy side quest I'm doing, or you like community and hearing about that, all that type of good stuff, then stick around because we have a bunch more good stuff for you. But until then, we're going to go into Riptide by Vance Joy. Such an OG classic song. You can recognize it from a mile away. Hope you guys enjoy. I was scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. All my friends are turning green. Yeah, the magician's assistant in their dream. Oh, singing a song, and I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. Is this movie that I think you like? This guy decides to quit his job and head to New York City. This cowboy's running from himself. She's been living on the highest shelf. Oh, running down to the riptide. Hello,
everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you
live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about whatever the youth want to talk about, recovery and community, and the local areas surrounding Greene and Columbia County.
Adios mio. Look at me. I've had a long day, everybody.
Unfortunately, I'm not joined with any youth from the clubhouse because there's a football game going on, so they're all having a great time. But that just means it's you and me. So how are you guys doing? I hope you've had a very good day. And if not, I hope it gets better. I think it's a good time to bring some inspirational quotes into this. An eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. Gandhi said that one. I think that's a beautiful quote. Opportunities multiply as they are seized. Sun Tzu. The most important thing about art is to work. Nothing else matters except sitting down every day and trying. Stephen Pressfield. It's not what we do once in a while that shapes our lives, but what we do consistently. Anthony Robbins. Everyone wants to be strong and self-sufficient, but few are willing to put the work necessary to achieve worthy goals. Gandhi said that one. Not failure, but low aim is the crime. In great attempts, it is glorious even to fail. Bruce Lee. When the lion is chasing the antelope, he doesn't look back. He has to eat. Robert Cheruiyot? I can't pronounce that very well. Cheruiyot. Your guess is as good as mine, folks. Do what you can, where you are, with what you have. Theodore Roosevelt. Now, I really like that one. I think that quote actually gives off a lot of Buddhist vibes, because Buddhism is all about seizing the moment of what you have, and not wanting, but making do with what is around you. Discipline is an exercise of repetition. Not once or twice, but until completed. We only get to play this game one time, one life. Gary Vaynerchuk. If people only knew how hard I worked to gain my mastery, it wouldn't seem so wonderful at all. Michelangelo. Ask not what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive, and then go do that. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. Howard Thurman. We are not here merely to make a living. We are here to enrich the world. Woodrow Wilson. Whether you know it or not, accept it or not, with each moment that passes, you get closer to fulfilling your life's purpose. Dana Bodabil. A bird doesn't sing because it has an answer. It sings because it has a song. Lou Holtz. Be willing to say to those in your charge, I don't know. Whatever I fight weakens me. Whatever I cooperate with strengthens me. Wayne Dyer. Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. Plato. And I think that couldn't ring truer for today. Your own soul is nourished when you are kind. It is destroyed when you are cruel. King Solomon. Don't allow your wounds to turn you into a person you are not. Paulo Coelho. That's a funny name to say. I kind of just ruined the inspirational vibe that I had going, but come on. Just say that name. Paulo Coelho. It's like Marco Polo. Is that Marco Polo's brother? Half-brother who shares a different last name from a different father? Who knows? I certainly don't. I'm just spitballing here. My every thought has the power either to wound or heal. I will use my thoughts wisely and respect their power. Deepak Chopra. Before you speak, ask yourself, is it kind? Is it necessary? Is it true? Does it improve on the silence? Unknown. We are never so much disposed to quarrel with others as when we are dissatisfied with ourselves. William Hazlitt. All the pain of a human life is caused by words, as is all the joy. Yogic Sage. Now, I don't necessarily agree with that, because, like, people die, and that isn't from words. Like, people get eaten by tigers and stuff, you feel me? So, I don't think all the pain is caused from words. Maybe that's just me being pedantic, but I don't know. The most I can do for my friend is simply be his friend. Henry David Thoreau. So I think we have some inspirational stuff to lead you guys into a song. If you were having a bad day, I hope that cheered you up. And we're gonna go into Viva La Vida by Coldplay. I hope you guys enjoy, and we'll be right back.
was when I ruled the world. Sometimes you gotta bleed to know that you're alive and have a soul. But it takes someone to come around to show you how. She's a tear in my heart. I'm alive. She's a tear in my heart. I'm on fire. She's a tear in my heart. Take me higher than I've ever been. The songs on the radio are okay, but my taste in music is your face. And it takes a song to come around to show you how. She's the tear in my heart. I'm alive. She's the tear in my heart. I'm on fire. She's the tear in my heart. Take me higher than I've ever been. Than I've ever been. Than I've ever been. Sleep in my car, I drove the whole time, but that's okay, I'll just avoid the hole so you sleep fine. I'm driving, here I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement. You fell asleep in my car, I drove the whole time, but that's okay, I'll just avoid the hole so you sleep fine. I'm driving, here I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement. Sometimes you gotta bleed to know, oh, oh, that you're alive and have a soul, oh, oh. But it takes someone to come around to show you how. She's the tear in my heart. I'm alive. She's the tear in my heart. I'm on fire. She's the tear in my heart. Take me higher. She's a carver, she's a butcher with a smile. Cut me farther than I've ever been.
Hello everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. If you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about youth recovery in the local community, in Greene and Columbia County, and the surrounding areas. Unfortunately, because the youth right now, they're having a great time playing football at the school. There's a game going on, and they're all having fun. There's nothing unfortunate about that. That just means me and you can have some nice alone time. And if you got some friends in the backseat, they're welcome too, with my permission. Nah, I'm just playing, guys. I'm just playing. So far, we've done a tier list. We've listed some inspirational quotes, and we listed some community events. Now, I kind of want to talk about the elephant in the room. There has been a politician named Charlie Kirk who, very unfortunately, has been assassinated. And I want to preface this by saying I don't think anybody deserves to be assassinated for their political views. I think that is a terrible thing, and that only leads to more pain, suffering spread around the world. With that being said, there is a level of irony surrounding his death, because him himself said that, here, I'm gonna get the exact quote, because I don't want to butcher anything, I don't want to misquote a fallen man's words, I think that would be terrible. So this is his quote directly. I think it's worth to have a cost of, unfortunately, some gun deaths every single year so that we can have the Second Amendment to protect our other God-given rights. That is a prudent deal. It is rational. I feel like that was coming from a perspective where he just did not imagine happening to him. And I think it's very ironic as well, because he claims to be pro-life, but not when it comes to gun deaths. It's pro-life except for when we need guns. I think that's very messed up. And another interesting quote he said that just really leaves a bad taste in my mouth is... I can't stand the word empathy. Actually, I think empathy is a made-up New Age term, and it does a lot of damage. Charlie Kirk, he said that as well. Those are not my words. Those are his, directly quoted. So, while it is very unfortunate to see anybody die, from any means, especially assassination, there is a very much a level of irony. And like I said, political violence is never the answer. It only inspires more political violence. And there's just no discourse on it. I don't think there's pretty much any exceptions. So, yeah. Now that that elephant is out of the room, I think I'm going to list the community events again. Because with all the hate going on in the world, it's nice to just gather up as a community and have a good time. So I always like to list this one first, because healthy food is a right, and that is Catskill Food Pantry is open every Friday. Unfortunately, it is past the time this Friday, but every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m., you can get some free food at the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. I like listing that every week, because there's some people that might not hear it. And I think everybody deserves to pass that message on. Even if you yourself don't need to go to a food bank, you might know somebody who does. So I think it's worth mentioning every time I go in there. Next, we got a play. Free Play Fridays at Palinville Branch Library. So, can you guys guess where this is happening? It's at the Palinville Library. Who would have thunk? Not me. And that is Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m. Join us as we gather for a casual morning of fun. Suggested ages 1 to 5. So if you have some kids and you want to give them a nice story time, you can bring them down to Palinville Library. And next, we got the Great Pumpkin Walk and Lighting. This is going to happen Saturday, October 11th from 7 to 8 p.m. at Tannersville Lake. Registration will begin at 7 p.m. Lighting will begin at 7:30 p.m. and awards will happen at 8 p.m. Bring your best carved pumpkin and candle. And as I mentioned, there's gonna be rewards. So I think that just sounds like a great time. Just chilling, walking at the lake, seeing a bunch of carved, lighted up pumpkins, and maybe even winning a reward. Honestly, I might have to stop by this one myself. It seems like a lot of fun. Once again, that is Saturday, October 11th, 7 to 8 p.m. at Tannersville Lake. And next, we got Community Day. This is tomorrow, actually, September 13th, 2025. This is going down 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Angelo Canna Town Park in Carroll. It's a free event for all ages, which will include... I feel like listing this like an auction, just going, 525, will you give me 30, blah, blah, blah. And just listing all the events, but I'm going to go through it slowly so you guys can actually hear what I'm saying. We got a barbecue, a cornhole tournament. You got to register for that one, though, so be prepared. inflatables, games, axe throwing, face painting, and more. The purpose of the event, besides just to have a great time with community, is to honor those who have served our country and their families. Proceeds from the events go to the Veteran Children's Scholarship Fund. So that also sounds like an amazing time. I might be busy that day, but if I'm not, I also might have to stop by that one. There's going to be live music by the Lost Cowboys. I haven't heard of them personally, but I like the vibe they're giving off. And if I do end up going, I'm going to be excited to hear their stuff. We got a bunch of sponsors. I'm not going to list them all because there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's like 30 of them. So, yeah. So, that's all the community events. I think it's time to do Word of the Day. Because as you all know, and if you don't, I'm here to inform you, Clubhouse Radio ends in 10 minutes. Check your clock, guys. Check the car clock. If you're at home, check your watch or the clock on the wall or your phone. Heck, you can even use a microwave to see the time now. We're living in the future, and it's wonderful. But as you all can see, it is 6:49, and that means we only have 10 minutes left. So I like to do this little segment I call Word of the Day. And I pick words from this book, my favorite book of all time, called The Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows. And I'm just going to read a little description of what that is. The word sadness originally meant fullness, to be filled to the brim with some intensity of experience. It's not about despair or distraction or controlling how you're supposed to feel. It's about awareness. Setting the focus to infinity and taking it all in. Joy and grief all at once. Feeling the world as it is and the world as it could be. The unknown and the unknowable. Closeness and distance and trust and the passage of time and all the others around you who are each going through the same thing. The Romans called it lacrimae rerum, the tears of things. We call them obscure sorrows. So if that doesn't hook you, I don't know what will. Just amazing book. And it's like a dictionary kind of setup where it will give you a word. It will tell you if it's a noun, a verb, or an adjective. It will give you the definition and the etymology of the word. What the word is made up from. So we're going to go into a random one. I always like being non-biased and having it give me a random one, because I think that's the best way to do things. We got... This one looks cool. Delonia. A state of unease prompted by people who seem to like you too much, which makes you wonder if they have confused you with someone else. Someone flawless, selfless, or easy to understand from a distance, feeling vaguely disappointed that they're unwilling to spend the time it takes getting to know the real you. The word's origin comes from ancient Greek, eldolon, a phantom image in an ideal form, pronounced delonia, and it is a noun as well. I forgot to mention that. Next, we got, and I picked this one with my eyes closed, Kenaway. The longing to see... Oh, I won't forget it this time. This one's a noun, guys. Noun. The longing to see how other people live their lives when they're not in public. Wishing you can tune into the raw feed of another human's existence in all of its messiness and solitude. Shimmying in place while brushing their teeth. Squabbling over where to put the shoes. Talking out their problems on solitary communes. Only to give you something to compare your own life against and figure out whether you're bizarrely normal or normally bizarre. From Ken, one's range of knowledge, plus keep away, a game in which one player tries to intercept a ball being tossed back and forth by two others, pronounced Ken away.
See, these are just so beautiful. I think this is a great way to end today off. And I know it's called Word of the Day, but lately I haven't had a chance to give you guys these words because we've had youth on, and I always like the youth to pick what the show is about because I don't think the youth get enough opportunities to share their voice. But since they're at their football game and it's just me and you, I figured we could make up for it. So next, we have Trumspringa. That's a fun one to say. Noun. The longing to wander off your career track in pursuit of a simple life. Tending a small farm in a forest clearing. Keeping a lighthouse on a secluded atoll. Or becoming a shepherd in the mountains. Which is just the kind of hypnotic diversion that allows your thoughts to make a break for it. Or wander back to their cubicles in the city. The word's origin is German. Stadtzentrum, which is city center, plus Pennsylvania German Rumspringa, hopping around. Rumspringa is a students dip their toes in the modernity for a while before choosing whether to commit to the traditional way of life. Pronounced Trumspringa. And we're going to do two or three more, and then we're going to wrap up. As you guys can tell, I've had a very long day today. Woke up pretty early. And I got to say, I got to thank my body for that one, because that's something I've been trying to do. But dang, by the end of the day, do I feel drained. Remember, guys, sleep is important. That's when not only your muscles repair itself, but your mind takes its time to learn. So I'm rambling here. Let's go into another word. Deep gut. Noun. A resurgent emotion that you hadn't felt in years, that you might have forgotten about completely if your emotional playlist hadn't accidentally been left on shuffle. In music and TV, a deep cut is a lesser known track that only an artist's true fans or completists might appreciate. So from the words deep cut and gut. I love the way John Koenig really just mashes these words together. It's so simple. I love these neologisms. So, we got two more, and then we're going to close today with a song. Yeah, let's do this one. Elsewise. Adjective. Struck by the poignant strangeness of other people's homes, which smell and feel so different than your own. Seeing the details of their private living space, noticing their daily little rituals, the way they've arranged their things, and the framed photos of people you'll never know. From else and wise. So now, we're ending it on a good one. I know I said I wasn't gonna be biased when I picked these. I'm definitely biased when I pick this one. I love this one. So here we go. Noun. Heartworm. A relationship or friendship that you can't get out of your head, which you thought had faded long ago, but it is still somehow alive and unfinished. Like an abandoned campsite whose smoldering embers still have the power to start a forest fire. From heart and earworm. Earworm is a catchy piece of music that compulsively loops inside your head.
You just heard a rebroadcast of a